Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It is Wednesday, so that means it is time for our regular house call with Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Dr. Lee, thank you so much for doing this today and every week.
Yeah, it's always such a pleasure to be here.
And joining us today as well, Jessica McKenzie, who is the Health Equity Coordinator with the Health Unit. Jessica, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. So let's, before we get into health equity, Dr. Lee, I have to ask you, Canada Day is coming up and the health unit will be closed July 3rd in observance of our nation's birthday. So can you tell us what some of the services that won't be available that day are?
Yeah, so we do have this information on our website as well, but our sexual health clinics will not be running on that day. Infant feeding will not be running that day, those clinics. Our well water sample drop-off will not be available on this Friday as well as on July 3rd. And like I mentioned, our website has the information. Feel free to call us to see what services we have available or not available. Certainly on the 3rd, on that Monday, the offices will be closed. And so I myself will not, I will be on vacation. So many of the things that we do will not be available on that day.
Okay, well-deserved break, no doubt about it. You folks are so busy, and we talk about a different topic each week. This one fascinates me, to be completely honest with you. The health unit is going to be promoting a few topics related to health equity this summer. So Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. What does health equity mean?
Yeah, so health equity is, well, so I'll maybe mention two. One is the formal element, which is that the health unit has a number of public health standards as set by the province. And so health equity is one of the standards that we follow. It ensures that health and well-being is front and center for all individuals in the community, regardless of the experience that they have in their day-to-day life. It uses a population health approach, which means we look at the entire population rather than specific individuals. So a population health approach, looking at community members, everyone having an opportunity to live a healthy life. So that's sort of the formal element of our standards as an organization. More importantly, health equity is part and parcel and at the core of the work of public health. Public health itself is about improving health of the broader population. And some people have start out with poorer health than others, even early in life. And some people have more or fewer opportunities to enhance their health in life. And so health equity is really us looking at ways in which we can support people in all walks of life in health throughout their life. And so one of the key concepts there is called the social determinants of health. I think a lot of people are familiar with this term now. It's really, I'm so glad that it's really become a part of our day-to-day conversations. But social determinants of health are factors that play an influential role in the way people and communities experience health. These are factors that are not specifically the individual's genetics or the individual's current health situation, but the context in which they live. So these are factors that affect the conditions that people live in. And they might be, for example, based on social or economic conditions. They might be based on, for example, your ethnicity, income that you have, things like gender, lots of things that are sort of pieces that are part of people's lives that affect their health due to the way that we as a society treat those parts of them, right? So gender, for example, being an example. So we're not talking about the biology of health differences based on gender, but more the context, the social context in which we treat people of different genders.
Yeah, those outside factors are absolutely huge, and sometimes we need people like you to remind us that not everybody's, you know, on the same playing field. So, Jess, what is the difference between equity and equality when it comes to health services?
So when providing everyone with equal resources and or opportunities, there will be some who have no need for that resource or opportunity, and there will be some that require more or different resources to live a healthier life. So I'm going to try and give a little bit of an example here. A community has been given more funding to purchase apples for all the residents. When the apples are distributed equally, each person in the community is given one apple, but this may not be the most equitable approach. Maybe a neighborhood within the community have apple trees in their backyards and therefore don't need the apples, while other members of the community can't access apples because of financial or transportation difficulties and require more than one apple to help them during a difficult period. So equity recognizes resources and opportunities delivered equally don't always meet the needs of the individual, group, or community. Services or programs that are delivered equitably will best reach the needs of the community.
The thing that I automatically go to when you talk about apples and so on is people who have jobs with benefits, you know, like and having access to other services that some people do not have. Dr. Lee, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the health unit's goal for health equity.
Yeah, so again, a few ways that I wanted to answer this. One is specifically within our own organization. At the Health Unit, we are striving to embed the health equity principles that we've been talking about in all the resources that we provide, all the program services, all the things that we do. And working for that equitable future is part of the work that we do here at the Health Unit. The other thing is that here at the Health Unit, we are part of our communities as well, right? So our staff live, work, and play in our communities. And also the Health Unit is an institution that interacts with many of the other institutions and members of the public within our community. So we as an organization take part in how our communities and our partners discuss and view equity and equality. And part of our role, so what you were saying, Bob, about, you know, reminding people, providing a little bit of information, that's part of this radio segment today. And then also thinking about, you know, equity has so many different facets, not just about health. And so specifically thinking about equity and health is a core part of our work. And really also highlighting that the words that people use to describe themselves and describing other people is really important. Using the right words, sometimes even just knowing which words to use, sometimes people feel maybe a little bit anxious or uncertain about that. That is helpful in affirming people's identities and perhaps even challenging or pushing back against attitudes that are discriminatory. And so using some of those wrong words can be a challenge for people who are hearing it and can feel disempowering, demeaning, or reinforcing exclusion. So oftentimes using the right language is not something that people are consciously thinking about, or they may feel not sure about the right language to use. And so part of the work of the Health Unit is also helping that education piece and just giving people a little bit of a nudge.
Jess, Dr. Lee touched on this a bit, but maybe you can expand it a little. Can you talk a bit about the factors that will influence health equity? I think our listeners would really benefit from that.
Yeah, so those factors are known as the social determinants of health. So some of them include income distribution, access to food and health services, insufficient housing, gender identity and expression, and disability, just to name a few, can all influence a person's health and well-being. Individuals and communities can experience these social determinants of health differently based on social or economic conditions. This can put some individuals or communities at a disadvantage and greater susceptibility to poor health outcomes. Health equity work really strives to address the social determinants of health that can negatively impact the health of individuals living in Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark, so everyone can live a healthier life.
So, Jess, can we find out more about these factors and what is being done in our community to increase health equity? There's the million-dollar question for you.
So starting next week, Bob, we're going to have some weekly topics on our social media. So that's going to be Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram around the social determinants of health we spoke about today. And you can find out more information this summer as we update our website with more health equity pieces. So that's going to be at thehealthunit.org under the About page and the Health Equity section.
Dr. Lee, maybe you can, comment. I think this is quite the challenge that you have ahead of you, but it's certainly a worthy cause.
Yeah, I think, people have been thinking about and talking about equity a lot, right? Like when we think about all the things that are happening in our communities these days, the effect of the pandemic, and I think everyone is pretty aware of how consequences from changes from the pandemic and consequences of economic changes in our communities now, they're felt differently by different people, not just based on income, but also based on many other factors. And our little corner of the world is really looking at how that also affects health. And there's lots of really exciting, interesting things that we'll be talking about over the coming weeks. So that's a big part of why we're highlighting this. And also because I think, a lot of the questions that we're having, a lot of these conversations are, you feel all this frustration, what do you do, right? How do you deal with it as an individual, as a member of the community? And so we're hoping to contribute to that piece of the conversation as well, to offer, a little bit of education, but also a little bit of options for solutions, for policy decisions, and to enhance the community conversation in that way.
Excellent. Well, good thing you'll be back next week. We can remind people to go and check the social media to learn more about this, and you'll be back the week after that and so on. So we'll be happy to help spread the word. I want to thank both of you very much for bringing this topic to light today. Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Thank you. Good to see you again.
Always a pleasure.
And Jessica McKenzie, great job. Health Equity Coordinator. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bob.
You can learn more about all the great things the Health Unit is doing at healthunit.org. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.